Mark 5:9. My name is Legion. I want to give you some very practical insight on how to deal with the enemy, that is, principalities and powers. In Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, we see a demon-possessed man named Legion, totally healed and in his right mind, after his encounter with Jesus. However, to set the stage, recall what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Our battle is really not against people, but it's against Satan and his followers. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus says, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We, the believer in Jesus Christ, have been given great authority over the power of Satan. However, there are some extremely serious responsibilities that go along with this power and authority. Let's look at Mark chapter 5 together. It says in verse 2 that when they came out of the boat, immediately there met him, out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. The Bible then goes on to say that he dwelt in the tombs, and that people bound him with chain and shackles, but that he broke those chains and shackles in pieces, and that no one could tame him. The Bible says that he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Then he sees Jesus, and in verse 7 the Bible says, And he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he said to him, Come out of the man, unclean spirit. Verse 9, Then he asked him, What is your name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Let's stop here. First of all, we don't see Jesus walking into this area, searching after demons. Jesus more than likely had all the authority to cast out the demons in that area. However, he didn't. He delivered the person, which severed the demonic ties to that region. Look at it again in verse 10. He, that's Legion, begged him, that's Jesus, earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Why? Because the demons had strongholds in that country. How did the enemy get strongholds? More than likely it was because of sin. If we have sin in our lives, that will always give the enemy a stronghold. Something happened to this area that is very alarming, which I believe resulted in this great satanic oppression. Let's look at Numbers chapter 32, verse 1. The Bible says, Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad. Where was Jesus in Mark chapter 5, verse 1? He was in the country of the Gadareans, had a very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that indeed the region was a place for livestock, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and the others, saying in verse 4, The country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. You see, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh didn't want to go any further because they saw that this land was suitable for raising livestock. Now, what kind of livestock did they have? Well, verse 16 tells us that they built sheepfolds for their livestock. So we know that they raised sheep, but now, years later in Mark chapter 5, what are they raising? They're raising swine, pig. Have you ever heard of a devout Jew eating pig? It's not kosher. It's against their rules. It's against God's word for the Jews to eat pig. I believe that this is probably one of many reasons why the country of the Gadareans was so heavily oppressed by Satan. They were not following God's laws. I believe that I give you sound biblical truth when I say to you, it is not wise to go into a region and begin to rebuke and break down principalities and powers. I do not believe that we are called to go demon hunting, but rather loving on people and setting them free by the power of Jesus so that those regions can be set free from satanic oppression. Jesus came to set the captives free, and I believe as we are ambassadors of Christ, should do the same. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, please forgive me for any attempt at pulling down principalities and powers outside of my authority. I declare grace to it in the name of Jesus. Wash me and cover me with your blood, Lord. Bless you, Lord. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.